This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, July 30th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. SGMA probation looms over Kern County. USDA makes insurance option more attractive. Senators want heat dome definition. Kern County teed up for SGMA probation. The State Water Board has set a hearing date for the Kern County subbasin with a staff recommendation to place the local groundwater agencies on probation. The staff report cited inconsistent data tracking among the 20 subbasin agencies and relaxed rules for overpumping, according to Sam Boland Bryan, who directs the Office of Sustainable Groundwater Management. The Water Board has been working intensively with agencies to remedy the deficiencies. Without the board acting as a regulatory backstop, he reasoned, the overdrafting will continue and communities will face dry wells. The probationary hearing takes place in February. USDA sweetens buy-up insurance option. The Department of Agriculture is adding some enhancements to buy-up crop insurance, even as the Farm Bill remains stalled on Capitol Hill. The Risk Management Agency is increasing the premium subsidy rate for the enhanced coverage option to 65%. The premium subsidy for ECO revenue coverage is currently 44%. Bolstering area-based insurance products like ECO and the supplemental coverage option should, in theory, reduce the demand for ad hoc disaster assistance. Producers can cover up to 86% of expected area revenue with SCO, which also has a premium subsidy of 65%. With ECO, they can insure up to 95% of the area revenue or yield. ECO is also being made available for several specialty crops, including almonds in 2025, citrus in 2026. The House Ag Committee's Farm Bill would boost the SCO premium subsidy to 80%. It would raise the top coverage level to 90%. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow also has proposed increasing both the SCO subsidy and coverage level. Federal update coming on avian flu response. Federal officials are holding the latest in a series of calls with reporters today to discuss the federal government's efforts to track and control highly pathogenic avian influenza, which continues to spread among dairy herds, poultry flocks, and humans. Colorado, which first reported a case of avian flu in a dairy worker on July 3rd, now has confirmed 10 cases, mostly poultry workers. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service lists a total of 172 infected herds in 13 states since the first herd was reported in Texas in March. A substantial portion of Colorado's dairy industry has been affected, 50 herds, the most of any of the 13 states in which infected dairy cattle have been found. Idaho has reported 29% affected dairy herds and Michigan 27, including a new herd identified yesterday. Now take note, USDA's Agriculture Research Service has released results of a study that said it supports the conclusion, quote, that respiratory transmission is not a primary route of infection within farms. The study will be submitted to a peer-reviewed journal. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Drone makers, don't ban Chinese-made flying machines. Six agricultural spray drone distributors have formed a new group to oppose proposals to ban Chinese-manufactured drones in the U.S. The coalition includes drone spray companies, AgriSpray Drones, Bestway Ag Drones, Drone Nerds, HSE UAV, Pegasus Robotics, and Rentizo. Rentizo estimates the groups collectively represent 80% of the U.S. ag spray drone market, that according to a press release. The coalition will back efforts, quote, to create cybersecurity standards and appropriate regulations to protect vital data across all drones, regardless of country of origin. The release says spray drones, quote, are not used for surveying or mapping like imagery drones and do not store any data about what product is being applied, and banning them could come with significant economic risk. Democratic senators want a heat dome definition. Five Senate Democrats are urging the National Weather Service to create a federal definition of a heat dome. This comes in the wake of events through June and July that were driven by hot air masses becoming trapped in the lower atmosphere, causing record high temperatures. In a letter to the National Weather Service Director Ken Graham, Senators Alex Padilla and LaFonza Butler of California, Chris Van Hollen and Ben Cardin of Maryland, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff of Georgia, they say heat domes represent, quote, grave human threat, and amid rises in heat-related deaths that, quote, require a precise definition that can be universally applied across federal agencies. Around 2,302 heat-related deaths occurred in 2023, the lawmakers say, citing Department of Health and Human Services data. We believe such a definition will be essential in improving interagency responses to extreme heat and will help save lives, the lawmakers wrote. Well, here's today's He Said It. This is just the beginning, that Sean Sundberg, business integration manager at John Deere, celebrating another year of the Farm of the Future initiative with Sonoma County wine growers. Let's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, July 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.